Hello, folks, and welcome to America's Voice. I'm your host, Braden Hawley. I want to start off by saying congratulations on making it through Level 5 of 2020 Jumanji. So far this year, we have survived an attempt at World War III, Kobe Bryant dying, wildfires in Australia, the coronavirus, and now we're into level six, which involves, as I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, are aware, George Floyd and his death due to that police officer in Minneapolis. So that is what we're going to touch on today, and the issues that I see with the riots. I'm not a fan of the riots, obviously, but I have absolutely no problem with peaceful protests. I've posted on Facebook multiple times. Throughout my comments section, I only posted once on my Facebook page, but throughout my comments, I've been asked frequently about what I thought about the Michigan protests when people were protesting about, quote, wanting to go out and get their hair cut, and these white folks just wanted to go out and get their hair cut, and they showed up with guns, and that was uncalled for. And I just want to set the record straight on that before we jump into George Floyd, because that happened first, and might as well go in chronological order if we're going to jump into this shitstorm. So, in Michigan, they were not protesting getting their haircut. No one gives a shit about getting their haircut. They were protesting because due to this coronavirus and the government deciding that all of these backbone businesses couldn't operate, people were starving. So, therefore, since people were starving, people were going to die from starvation. Not from a virus that has a 0.2% death rate. Starvation, which, throughout history, has killed way more people than this virus ever will. And there is absolutely no reason that you should be able to walk in to Walmart or Target or Home Depot or Lowe's or any other big box store and go and get your fucking Twinkies, but not be able to go into a locally owned grocery store that donates to causes within your communities, that if social distancing is something that's going to magically save the world, which it's not, but for argument's sake, let's say it will. If it's going to, the small stores can actually manage that. I've been into Walmart, Costco, all these other big stores, and there's not a single person in there that is perfectly spaced this magical 6 feet apart from anyone else. So, in Michigan, the people that were there protesting were protesting to have businesses open back up so that they could go back to work and provide for their family. Because that's what we as Americans want to do, and us as conservatives want to do. We don't suck off the tit of the government like many liberals do. Conservatives lace up their work boots and go to work to provide for themselves. We didn't want a stimulus check. We wanted a paycheck. And that's the difference. None of us incited violence. None of us were rioting. You didn't see a single shot fired. You didn't see a single act of violence towards the police during that. Yes, were they armed? Absolutely. Because, per our Second Amendment, that is our God-given right. and the right given to us by our founding fathers when our Constitution was written. So that was just to make sure that we could get back our right to freedom of commerce, which was also given to us back when our country was started. But we weren't destroying property, we meaning the protesters, which if I were in Michigan, I would have been right there with them. But there was no property destroyed. There were no buildings set on fire. There was damn sure no looting. So don't compare what's going on with George Floyd to that protest. So now that that's out of the way, let's jump into this George Floyd thing. Mr. Floyd died an awful death, and I don't think that there is a single person in these United States that condones the actions of those officers. The president doesn't condone it. Governors across the nation don't condone it. Private citizens don't condone it. Other officers throughout the nation don't condone it. They've come out on social media. They've come out in press conferences. They've come out with public statements. I mean, I don't know what else y'all are wanting from them, but I mean, from the day it happened, they were condemning those actions. And then the protest starts, which, okay, I can understand. Emotions were high and peaceful protests, like I said, totally on board. I was on board with the Michigan protest. I am on board with the peaceful protests for George Floyd. However, at the point that riots start is where I draw the line because there is absolutely no reason that you should be destroying your community that supports you and provides you with the goods so that you don't die. Let that sink in for a second. The community that provides you your goods so that you don't die. And you decide to go burn their shit and take all the shit so that there's no shit for you later? How much sense does that make? You're gonna go burn down the Target so that you can't go get groceries later? How you plan to eat when you're done rioting? Where are you gonna get your groceries? Can't go to Target. There's no Target. Gonna go to Walmart? Oh, nope, burn that fucker down too. It's a damn shame, isn't it? Probably didn't think that one through too well. What about, we want to watch TV. We just looted one of those. But when that one breaks, there's not going to be a new place to go buy a new TV because the small business owner, which I like to call backbone businesses, but that small business owner that decided to invest in your community and has probably donated to different causes in your community. Maybe they donated to a church fundraiser or a school fundraiser, or maybe your family had some medical problems that came up and they donated money to help you get through those medical problems. You just burned and looted their business. They're not going to rebuild in your community. They're getting out of there and they're going to go rebuild somewhere that actually cares about them and is going to invest in their business and help grow their business instead of burning it because an officer that had nothing to do with that business killed someone that also had nothing to do with that business. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know. These rioters just didn't think any of this through. They're just rioting and looting and burning stuff just to riot and loot and burn. People have said that rioting is in our nature and in our ancestry, and that's just the way it is in our country, and we need to embrace our ancestry if that's going to be how we're going to get through this. And writing's the only way we've gotten things to happen in the past. Well, 200 years ago, the only way we got things done was with slavery. But I don't believe in slavery, and I would have a hard time finding anyone that agrees that slavery is the only way to get things done today. But slavery's in our ancestry. Does that mean that we need to go back to slavery? I mean, based off that argument, that's how we should do things, because that's in our ancestry and that's how we had gotten things done in the past. And that was the only way we got things done in the past. I don't know. These arguments that come up, they're not well thought out. And all that's coming out of this is more hate and more division. And I've said this before, not on a podcast platform, but just in basic conversation. There has been division in our country, and there's no denying that. And there's been less division at certain times in history than others. However, up until 2008, we were making forward progress. However, with our last administration, we took giant leaps backwards in our progression and as a country. And we, in my lifetime, I have seen more division in this country between skin tones, and it's looking more and more like what I learned about in elementary school. And that didn't start until the last administration, when supposedly we were going to be progressing more away from that. And, but yet there people on the other side of the aisle are blaming it on the current administration. But this started 12 years ago, and really, it never stopped, but it's escalated. And we need to get better as a country. We're not black, we're not white, we're not Asian, we're not Native American, we're just American. Skin tone doesn't matter in this country. We all have the equal opportunities as everyone else. We all have the ability to work hard. We all have the ability to go out and get jobs. We all have the ability to go to school. We all have the ability to go to college. And yeah, some of us may have to work harder than others to work up the corporate ladder or to get out of where we started. But just based off your skin tone does not mean that you can't get out of where you start and make a better life for yourself. Or the opposite isn't true. Just because you start at a certain level doesn't mean you can't drop down. So just because you are born into a family that is making $300,000 a year doesn't mean that you're going to be making $300,000 a year. You may be making $50,000 a year when you're out on your own. But the same is true for the opposite. If your family on a dual income is barely making $50,000 a year, you, when you move out, may be making $300,000 a year. It all depends on the effort that you put in, the time that you put in, and the dedication that you put in. That's the great thing about America. Everyone has equal opportunities to make themselves great. And it all depends on you. You can't blame anyone else for your screw-ups. accept yourself. It's the way it is. Love me for it, hate me for it, I don't care. But you have to take control of your life at some time. And that time is now. So if you want to riot, go riot. Just realize that there are going to be consequences, as we've seen from the various cities that have decided to riot so far. And my only suggestion is, if you're going to protest, protest away from the rioters and make change happen within yourself. And then change will happen through others. But until that change happens in you, nothing's gonna change in anyone else. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of America's Voice. Please join me next time for more content from your favorite millennial conservative.